Cinnamon Bear.
And now let's take a look at Judy and Jimmy and their friends, the Cinnamon Bear and the Quill Dragon. Things seem to be happening left and right. Wesley, the wailing whale, swallowed their silver star and finally got it off his chest when Quill tickled him and made him cough it up. Samuel, the seal, caught it and started to juggle it. Higher and higher he tossed the star, and then, alack, Penelope the pelican snatched it in midair and off she flew. As Cinnamon Bear would say, this is a pretty kettle of halibuts.
Oh, dear. Every time I think about our star, I want to cry. Seems like we just never will get it back. Don't you suppose we ought to just head out into the Root Beer Ocean and keep looking, Cinnamon Bear?
I don't think that would be so wise, Judy.
No, I should say not. Not until I've eaten my 4 barrels of corks. It would be a sad thing for us to get started and then have me get all soaked up with root beer. Oh.
What's funny, Quill?
I was just thinking. Maybe we could find us a root beer float.
Oh, this is no time for jokes.
Oh, I thought it rather good myself.
It's not. Now, Judy, I don't think it would do any good to head out into the Root Beer Ocean. We haven't the extra slightest notion of which way the pelican was flying.
Well, right now I don't care much about anything. I'm so hungry.
Ah, food. Now that you mention it, Jimmy, I could trifle with a few dozen lollipops myself.
And sure, and I haven't had any cinnamon buns for some time. If I want to keep extra special ferocious, I just must have my cinnamon buns.
Suppose we all hop on Quill's back and get back to land again.
Capital. I'm all dried out now, and it isn't very far. Climb aboard, my friend.
Yeah, how about those Incaboos? Can't we go further up the coast a bit and avoid them? Soak my stuff in if I ever want to meet up with them again.
None of us would, Cinnamon Bear.
I'll head sort of north by East Northly, and that'll bring us to a shore quite a bit out of their territory.
You've no idea how good that sounds to me ears, Quilt. Come on, let's go.
Sure thing. I'll get you ashore before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson.
Oh, that's not fair, Judy. I wasn't ready.
You can't swim that fast, Quilt, and you know it.
Maybe so, maybe no. But just hang on tight and see how you like this.
A quickie, Quill.
I'll say it was.
I was just poking along, just poking along.
Oh, you don't say so. Well, if you'd have gone any faster, it would have blown all my fur off.
My goodness, Crazy Quilt. This looks awful steep along here.
Wait a minute. Who's that over there by that big rock?
Why, it's a man. And isn't he funny looking? He hasn't got any sleeves in his coat.
And would you look at that hat? It's so big it completely covers his face.
And look, Judy. Look at all those white rabbits following him. Willikers? Why, there must be about 20 of them.
Oh, it must be. It is.
Is who?
Made my colors if it isn't that measly magician, Mr. Presto.
You mean he's a bad man, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, no, not that, but he's a bad magician. He takes magic lessons by correspondence.
He means by mail, Judy.
Right, and he insists on trying his half-baked magic on everything and anybody. Last time I met up with him, he practiced a bit on me. I shall never forget it.
Well, what did he do, Quilt?
Well, pride will not permit me to tell you, Jimmy. My Quilt ancestors would turn over in their graves.
Greetings, my old friend Quilt. Greetings and salutations. So glad to see you again. And how's your Uncle Gregory?
He seems very pleasant, Crazy Quilt.
I refuse to make further comment, for a minute anyway.
If he's a magician, maybe he can help us get our silver star back.
Well, this is a treat if I do say so. And who are your friends, Quilt?
Oh, hello, Presto. May I make you acquainted with Judy and Jimmy and Patio Cinema?
How do you do? How do you do? Any friend of Quilt's is a friend of mine, as I always say. So glad to see you, and how are you?
How's about a few carrots, huh? Us rabbits is gonna get top if you don't crack through with some grub, and we don't mean maybe, see?
Pardon me, Mr. Presto, But did that white rabbit say that, or are you a ventriloquist?
No, that was the rabbit, unfortunately. I produced him and about 20 others while I was doing my homework on magic lesson number 4. I take magic lessons by mail, very good, too. But after I produced all these rabbits out of my hat, I couldn't get rid of them. Keep following me around all the time and yelling for carrots. Very annoying, very annoying.
But if you're a magician, why don't you make them disappear? Then they wouldn't bother you.
Alas, I'm unable to do that. Lesson number 5 on how to make white rabbits disappear with nothing up your sleeve was lost in the mail.
Oh, that's too bad. By the way, Mr. Presto, if you don't mind my saying so, I think you ought to get a hat that fits you. It keeps slipping down all over your face all the time. It's twice too big for you.
Good business, fellow, just good business. I'm twice as good as any magician living. Gotta have a hat twice as big.
Ah, maybe so, Presto. But inasmuch as it's resting on your Adam's apple most of the time, it seems to me you're talking through your hat.
Scorn me if you will, Quilt, but so help me Houdini, if you don't mind your tongue. One of these days when I get to lesson 23, I'll turn you into a lounge lizard and
says
then
you... Says you, you moldy old magician. Why, I'll pull your hat so far down over your face you'll be able to wear it for a skirt.
Here, here, control yourself, boys. Control yourself. Calm down.
That's what I say. Besides, I want to ask Mr. Presto here some special questions.
Only too happy to accommodate you, young man. Only too happy to accommodate you.
Well, what I want to know is, why don't you have any sleeves in your coat?
Simple, my child, simple. If I don't have any sleeves, folks will know I have nothing up them.
And are you a good magician, Mr. Presto?
Good. I'm slightly terrific. I'll demonstrate.
Well, there's only one kind of magic we'd be interested in right now. We're awful hungry. Can you get us something to eat?
Food, simplest thing in the world. Learn that in lesson 15. That is the fundamental. So happens that the great Presto is a snazzeroo when it comes to producing eatables. Your orders, please, just name it.
Cinnamon buns for me, with currants and plain icing.
Not that I think you can produce anything, Presto. But I could toy with about 3 Loganberry lollipops.
Well, I want something that's regular food, You can make mine a ham and egg sandwich, and you don't have to toast it either.
I think I'd like that too, Mr. Presto.
All simple stuff. I'll start with the ham and egg sandwiches first. I place my hat on the ground, cover it with my kerchief, a few choice words, hocus pocus, ipso facto, abracadabra, and arasmatag. Remove the handkerchief from the hat and...
You've got the makings all right, but I don't think I could eat a real live pig and a chicken.
Up to your old stuff, eh, Presto?
Am I mortified? So sorry. Million apologies. How about a few card tricks?
I'm afraid you're a frost, Presto. Now, how about finding lost things? Are you any good at that?
Right down my alley, lesson 17. What have you lost?
It's our silver star, Mr. Presto. It belongs on top of our Christmas tree, and we just got to get it back.
Silver star? Excuse me while I go into a quick trance. Oh, I'm getting it. Oh, it's traveling over water. Oh, a bird has it. A pelican has it.
That's more like it.
You're all right, Presto. You're all right.
If you're so good at knowing where things are, perhaps your magic can bring back Penelope the pelican. Back with the silver star.
Simplicity itself. In a moment, you'll see her step out of my silk hat. Watch a wave of the wand this time. And behold, the pelican.
That's no pelican. It's a halibut.
What's going on? Nothing sacred anymore. Not even a halibut. Pooey do, sir, and goodbye.
Oh, please, please. Just a slight error someplace. Let me try again. Behold.
Don't look now, Presto, but I think you've got something there.
Why, it's a penguin.
Yes, a penguin I am, and if I may say so, raspberries to all of you. Goodbye.
Please, I beg of you, just one more chance.
All right, but this is the last time.
Behold.
You did it. It's Penelope.
Hooray.
That this should happen to me. Penelope Perry the Pelican, descended from a long line of respectable pelicans. You'll answer for this. I'll write a letter, that's what I'll do. You'll hear from me, sir. How dare you interrupt a blue-blooded pelican when she's flying along and minding her own business? Why, your cheap vaudeville magic jerked me so violently, I thought I'd lose my back feathers and then to be pulled out of a silk hat. Let's see the label. Oh, cheap stuff and second-hand at that.
Where's our silver star you took away from the seal when he was juggling it?
Oh, that thing. A pretty bauble, too. Well, I was flying over the island of Obi when this 10th-rate magician jerked the daylights out of me and I dropped it.
Oh, dear.
Did you see where it landed on the island?
How could I? It all happened like a flash. And now, if you ruffians are quite finished, good day. And wait till my congressman hears about this, the very idea.
Oh, whatever will we do now? We're farther away from the Silver Star than ever.
Oh, don't cry, Judy. Be a regular twin, not a sniffly girl.
All right, Jimmy.
Well, presto. What have you to say for yourself now?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. I am abject. I am prostrate. I feel like a snake in the grass.
What?
Goodness, he is a snake in the grass.
Well, sure enough. He turned right into one. And watch him wriggle away.
And let's hope he stays that way for some time. He's nothing but a nuisance.
So that's that. Well, let's not waste our time crying about what's happened. Let's start off and look for something to eat and a boat to get us over to the island of Obi.
You're right, Cinnamon Bear. Let's see what's around the other side of this rock. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Quilt.
Okay, Judy.
All right.
Oh,
but
around.
Be careful.
All right. What's that in your rock? It's slippery.
Oh, watch this. Look, right up against the rock.
Why, it's a chest. It looks like a pirate chest that you read about.
Why, so it does. And see what's written on it. Private property of Captain Taffy. Hands off.
Let's open it. Maybe there's gold in it.
No, I'll take this side, and Jimmy, you take that other side over there, and we can...
Gee, Willikers, listen!
Wow! We're surrounded.
Pirates, we're done for.
Oh, Jimmy!
That's bad. Yes, indeed. From all I've read and heard about pirates, they're not especially good people to meet up with. Not at all. And next time, we'll find out just what's in store for poor Judy and Jimmy and Cinnamon Bear and Quilt.
Suzanne Nance, the president and CEO of All Classical Radio and the International Children's Arts Network, ICANN. When we created and launched this brand new radio station in 2019, we dreamed of the positive impact this listener-funded, non-profit radio station could have on our community. Now, more than 30,000 families and educators rely on this service for music and poetry from around the world, along with nature sounds of the Pacific Northwest and youth-hosted programs such as I Can Become and the Audiobook Tour. It is an honor to handcraft 24 hours of content a day, safe, quality programming designed for you and thousands of listeners. Today, I'm asking all of the adults to consider making a financial contribution to keep this unique service going. Visit iCanRadio.org. Again, it's iCanRadio.org. Click on the donate button and make a powerful and meaningful gift right now in these final moments of the year. Thank you from all of us at the International Children's Arts Network and All Classical Radio. We wish you beautiful and magical holidays and a very happy new year.